Come on. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go.
Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engaged. This is George G. Our guest today is strong and powerful Brian Lovegrove. Brian is a coach empowering small business owners to move to the next level and beyond. I'm excited to have you on. Brian, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I got started in personal development at a very young age. I grew up in Montana, and my dad and I would go on long trips. And whenever we would, he would plug in tape series from work. He was a commercial real estate broker, and I got stuck listening to guys like Earl Nightingale, Zig Ziglar, and Jim Rohn.
Nice.
At a very early age. And when I was 17, I bought my first personal development program, Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins. Then I went off to college, had the opportunity to work for Tony's one of his franchises for a while, and got to help promote and put on his seminars, got married, had kids. And in 2013, 2014, I got to decide what I really wanted to do with the rest of my life. And so I really sat down and what did I love to do? And I came back to what I'd been involved with for numerous times throughout my life. And that was the coaching and training piece. And the one thing is at that point in my life, I should have been much more successful than I was. And I stopped and looked and says, okay, what are the major things that kept me from truly being the person I needed to be, that could achieve the level of results that I needed to be? And I was looking around and I saw two major problems that not only I was having, but everybody else was having. The first problem was a lack of follow through. We were dealing with who I like to refer to as the big ugly monster, fear, that was holding us back from truly achieving our true results. And so as I was looking at, okay, how do I create an opportunity for myself to do the things I want to do, to have the impact I want to have on the world, and make a difference in people's lives? Because during my time with Tony Robbins, I did come up with my personal mission statement, which is to help others grow and succeed. And I didn't reach the level of success that I wanted, but I knew I could help people do that. But I had to fix my own problem first. And I spent a lot of time and energy and a lot of money along the way in the journey of trying to discover that missing piece of information that I thought I didn't know. Well, when I finally realized what I needed, I'd actually realized I had learned it in that very first tape series that I had heard with my dad all those years ago. And when I would realize that, I went, oh my goodness. You know, I'm sure you've been to a great seminar, you've read a great book, but how much of that did you actually implement?
Sure.
See, that's where I think people make the mistake. We have been programmed and conditioned that if we don't, or we're not doing something, we're not accomplishing what we want, there's something we need to go learn. But learning is not enough to make lasting change, because most likely people already know what they need to do. They're just not doing it.
Yeah, it's interesting, so, right? I probably already know everything, or at least a lot, to start becoming more successful than I am.
Absolutely. We all do. Because again, who's the expert on you?
Yeah, me.
You. And so I call myself a leadership developer and results coach. That was the second problem that I saw people struggling with, was a lack of quality leadership, not only in our organizations, but in leading ourselves. The hardest person you will ever have to lead is yourself. And so along the way, I aligned myself. I'm actually a coach that has been certified by both Tony Robbins and John Maxwell. For those people who aren't familiar with John Maxwell, world-renowned leadership expert, written over 80-plus books, 7 New York Times bestsellers, including the best-selling book on leadership ever, sold more books than any other leadership book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And I'm a certified coach, trainer, and speaker with the John Maxwell team. I'm a strategic intervention coach certified through the Robbins Madonis Group, which is Tony Robbins' certification company for coaches. And so I went and have over 400 hours of coaching and training certification time because I wanted to make sure I had the best of the best. And so when I walk in the door, I'm bringing all of that credibility with me. Because my goal, again, was to help others grow and succeed. And so in order to do that, I needed to make sure that I had the vault of knowledge that I do to help people make the changes they need to make. But one of the analogies that Tony likes to use in one of his programs was, he goes, if you are 100 pounds overweight, you don't need to worry about necessarily the specific techniques of doing an exercise or worrying about what gym to go to or what workout clothes. You need somebody getting you to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to do, is I help people move to the next level. I don't necessarily tell them what to do, but I help them identify what they need to do and then help them get busy moving.
I think that certainly makes a lot of sense to me, that a lot of the answers that we need are already in us. We've already learned and been equipped through the course of our lives and arrived here at the point with what we need. We just need something to help us break potentially patterns or break limiting thinking. Is it things like that?
Oh, yes. And there is so much that has been, quote, programmed into us that through over the years and years that even before we were born, we were taught a way of thinking and a way of behaving and a way of doing things. And one of the biggest things that I see that holds people back, the number one thing that holds people back, is fear. And you stop to think about it. When we were young, we didn't want to be called chicken or a coward or anything like that. Heaven forbid if somebody triple dog dared us.
Right.
So we were taught from an early young age to avoid fear, that fear is this bad thing. And so whenever we experience it, we run into this wall and we run away from it. We've been taught to run away from it. Well, as adults, we still experience fear. We just call it different names to make it more palatable. So things like overwhelm, doubts, fears, the one that I see even people wear as a badge of courage, stress. Stress is simply, and all of those, they're different flavors. But at the root, they all have their basis in fear. And I go into this in my book, Unleash Your Fear. But fear, as we experience it, it's a physical, emotional reaction. But that is triggered by something that we created. We were only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of very loud noises. Every other fear we've learned, the fear of failure, the fear of criticism, the fear of the unknown, all of that we have learned. And as Yoda said, we must unlearn what we have learned.
Mm. Yes. First unlearn everything you know, or whatever it is.
Yes.
Nice.
So utilizing and understanding that your subconscious is the one that's pushing the buttons behind. He's the one behind the curtain pulling the strings on the fear that's happening within you. Now, he's doing that for a perfectly good reason. He's doing that to try to keep you safe between the lines, of your comfort zone, in between the known realm of understanding and what is comfortable, what is safe. But unfortunately, there is no growth, there is no expansion, there is no real contribution inside your comfort zone. It's only through going out there and experiencing that and dealing with that, dealing with the fear of failure and actually learning from those experiences and expanding that comfort zone, do we actually begin to grow into the person that we need to become that can produce the level of results that we want in our lives.
It's interesting. I thought about the classic hero's journey, right? That there's a call to action, and if the hero never accepted that call to action, then there wouldn't then there wouldn't be any stories. And if you stay in your comfort zone, well, you're going to keep getting what you always got, which is just, which I guess could be fine. But if you're trying to go to the next level and beyond, then you need to accept that, right? And move into that fear.
Right. I don't think anybody listening is looking to stay where they are.
Probably
they're
not.
They're looking for, because again, people wouldn't be listening if they weren't looking for more information. They're looking for something to help them move forward, helping them to grow. And that's great. But the challenge is, what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's really where I see people struggle. They have all the great ideas. They have all the great dreams. But they're not taking the action they need to take that's going to move them in the direction that they need to go.
So how do I start to learn that of I'm feeling this anxiety or this stress, which is caused by really the root cause is fear? How do I know what to do with it? How do I know to start moving? But how do you coach people through that process?
Well, I've developed a system that is specifically designed to help people do one thing, and it's designed to help them develop the habit of consistently taking action on their top priorities. So many times we're dealing with so much information, so much information coming at us that it's really, if you could imagine a drain pipe 6 feet wide, 6 feet tall, that's, and then a soda straw. Picture those two things. Your unconscious mind is able to perceive and process that 6 feet tube of information coming at you. Your conscious mind can only handle the soda straw. And so all of that other information is being not necessarily deleted, but not brought to the conscious awareness. And so because of all that information that's coming at us, the subconscious is making the choice on what to present to you through that soda straw. And it's usually the stuff that it deems important. But again, how did you program the subconscious? And that's a whole nother podcast right there. Simply because knowing how we've been programmed and changing that program, that's the great thing about it, is we can go in there and change that program. We can change what the subconscious is focusing on. But I've gone into this, you were asking about how do they deal with the fear that's come up and how do we move forward through that process? Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things that I created my 5 keys of success. It's the foundational keys that I realize that everybody needs in order to truly succeed at the next level. And I go into that in my podcast, and there's a masterclass that I did that's about 1.5 hours, 2 hours long, that called Being Unstoppable, that I go into the depths about the fear, and I go into the 5 keys and how people can start to use them and move forward. And that's actually one of the things that I want to be able to give to your audience is the opportunity to go watch that. We've recorded that, and I'll give people the link where they can go watch that for people.
Nice. I appreciate that. So You share these five keys, and then hopefully people are able to, I'm sure that they are able to understand and internalize it. And then is it a matter of then recognizing the triggers as they come up?
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
That's part of it. Yes. Really, the first step of anything is awareness. Number one, we got to realize that we got a problem. And then it start realizing how fear is working within you. And that was really one of the biggest aha moments for me in my life was when I was finally presented with the information, I was sitting in a room with over 6,000 people, and I was just sitting there with my mouth hanging open, staring at the screen, realizing how fear had held me back, how he had stopped me from achieving the things that I wanted in my life. And I realized how he was holding me back, how he would show up, and how he would make me go running back into my comfort zone time and time again in my life. And it was only through understanding that and being, oh, because for the longest time, I didn't, people would talk about, dealing with fear and the fear of failure and stuff like that. And I never truly understood that's what I was experiencing because I was used to, being truly being scared and being fearful. I've come 75 yards from a grizzly bear. I know what fear feels like. I've encountered that a few times in my life. And the story I tell in the book is about my first encounter with a snake. And that's probably my biggest fear. I was more afraid of that little snake than I was of the grizzly bear.
Right.
But that's what I thought fear was. But that's the subconscious is much more subtle. It figures out, it knows how to push every single one of your buttons to make you jump through the hoops it wants you to jump through. I mean, they've been with you your entire life. They know all your secrets. And so it can knows what buttons to push, whether that's the criticism button, the fear of failure button, you name it, he can push it just right. And sometimes maybe it's just distracting you and getting you to think about and do something else that's inside the comfort zone, that's easy and convenient than it is to go do that hard, scary thing. I work with a lot of salespeople, and the biggest thing that salespeople are afraid of is
Rejection.
the cold call. It's doing that cold call, and rejection is a big piece of that. It's like, well, what are they saying no to?
Right.
And that's where, again, you ask the questions to get people to understand what things mean. That's one of the things that I love about Tony is one of his biggest takeaways from his Unleash the Power Within program that I went through was you'd get to decide what things mean. And so we'll take that salesperson who got a no or I'm not interested. What does that mean? Does that mean that they are rejecting you and you are now injured for life? No. Does that mean that they're rejecting your product and they never want to talk to you again? No. It means not now. And see again how the frame that you wrap around something can totally change and shift the meaning. And that's one of the things, like you said, we have a lot of limiting beliefs that we have to deal with along the way. And a lot of times that's like peeling an onion. You deal with one, and then there's one underneath that, and then there's one underneath that, and there's one underneath that. And so you don't necessarily know what they are until you start peeling that onion and deal with them as you go through the experiences in your life. And that's, again, that's where the fourth key in the five keys is accountability. And with accountability, you can truly move forward much faster. And that's really where I help people. I help people achieve what they want faster easier with a lot less wasted time and effort.
I love it. Well, Brian, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
That we do not have a learning problem. We have a growing, or we have a doing problem. We don't have a learning problem. We have a doing problem. And if we focus on the solving that problem, every other problem falls to the wayside.
I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you? Where can they find that masterclass?
Well, you can go to brianlovegrovecoaching.com to learn more. But if you text the word results to 77948, that will get you the link to the masterclass. Again, that's the word results. Doesn't matter if it's capital or small case. To 77948.
Perfect. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Brian your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to brianlovegrovecoaching.com and then text results to 77948 to the link to that masterclass. Thanks again, Brian.
Thanks a lot, George. Have a great day.
You as well. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.